أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم يدعون إلى نار جهنم دعا. هذه النار التي كنتم بها تكذبون. أفسحر هذا أم أنتم لا تبصرون؟ اصلوها فاصبروا أو لا تصبروا سواء عليكم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون. In the ayats before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had taken a few qasams, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then with great certainty spoke about the coming of the punishment of the day of Qiyamah. None will be able to avert it. A very brief discussion of the day of Qiyamah, يوم تمور السماء مورا. It is on that day when the heavens, when the skies will begin to shake, will quiver, and on that day the mountains will begin to move. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those people who were mukaddibin, those who denied Allah Rabbul Izzat, and predominantly الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ, that they were in the fabricating lies upon Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, frivolous. They were playing and amusing themselves in it. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about this day now in so far as the adab is concerned, and what will be the condition of those who disbelieved in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. يَوْمَ يُدَعُونَ إِلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ دَعَى. On that day they will be driven, they will be pushed towards the fire of Jahannam. Da'a, a very forceful push, and they will be driven with a great amount of force towards the fire of Jahannam. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows a few very important aspects, that obviously the heat and the burn of the fire of Jahannam will not want anyone to go towards it, but they will be pushed, they will be herded, they will be driven towards the fire of Jahannam, much to their protest. But obviously there is no one to listen to their protest, much to the fact that they would not want to move towards the fire of Jahannam, but definitely they will be pushed in this fashion. In other words, a fashion of humiliation, disgrace, absolute no honor whatsoever. And then it will be said to them, هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ, that this is the fire that you had been belying, you had been denying, you had been refuting. That all the time Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had come, all the time Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had spoken about akhirat, all the time Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had reminded about the adab of Allah, they had promised the thawab and the rewards from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. After Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, like in the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from time to time the warning is signaled, but obviously they believe was the one single belief that this life is the be all and the end all. After this life there is absolutely no other life, and hence it will be said very clearly to them that هَذِهِ النَّارُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ, this is the fire which you have been belying. أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. When the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam came and they would warn about the fire, they would warn about the adab, they would warn about Jahannam and the whole concept of akhirat, standing in front of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, one of the things that the people used to say, well, this is sihr, this is magic, this is black magic, this is sorcery. And hence they used to believe that some jinn or some napak jinn or some shaitan used to inform the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, as we had seen over a number of ayat in the Qur'an Kareem with regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how they made these allegations and accusations against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So now it will be asked, when they dare the fire of Jahannam, أَفَسِحْرٌ هَذَا, is this sihr, is this jadu? أَمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ, or is it that you cannot see? Can you not now see the reality of it? In this dunya, they were blinded to the fact that there is an akhirat, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make someone, or Allah perhaps himself will ask this question, that can you not see that this is now the reality? And this ayat actually supposed to be opening our eyes, not the eyes that are on the face, but the eyes of the heart, that akhirat is definitely a reality. Let not our eyes open after it closes. Let it open before it closes. The eyes of the heart, let it open before the eyes close. Before we leave this material world, let us be very, very clear about our belief with regards to the akhirat. Let us be very clear with our yaqeen with regards to the akhirat. And all of us are going to go through this. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Islowha, now go into it, enter it, and they will be plunged into the fire of Jahannam. Fasbiru aw la tasbiru sawa'un alaykum. Whether you are patient upon it or whether you are not patient upon it. In other words, whether you cry, whether you scream, whether you show pain, whether you remain silent, whatever you do, it is all the same, whether you are patient or impatient, sawa'un alaykum, it is all the same upon you, that you are going to suffer the consequences, you are going to burn in the fire, you're going to feel the pain of the burn, whatever you do, scream or shout, there is absolutely no one to listen to you, and there is no one to rescue you, there is no one to move you out of the fire of Jahannam. Innama tujzawna ma kuntum ta'malun. And certainly you are being recompensed for what you had practiced, for what you have done. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows very clearly that there is not going to be any adab more than a person deserves. Exactly as they had practiced ill in this world, as they had done whatever they had done wrong in this world, that they will be punished for, and there will be absolutely nothing more than that. And hence in these very short, brief ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about to us a very graphic image, very graphic picture of what will happen on the day of Qiyamah, how they will be pushed into the fire of Jahannam, and how they will be told, because in this world they thought that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, or they claimed that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam were people of black magic, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam were affected by it, they will be asked these questions, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner reminds us about the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protect us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu.